Scottish heritage, Scottish names. Mitch Chow gets hundreds of millions of dollars directly from the Chinese Communist Party, which provides him. Imagine this, James. If somebody would build you 400-foot cargo ship, actually, they're probably a lot longer than 400, probably 600 feet. 600-foot cargo ship, put them in the Pacific over in China for you, and float them over to Port of Long Beach, load it up in China. They give you that ship. And then they give you another one and another one, and all of a sudden you got the Coco Chow, Mr. and Mrs. Mitch Chow Shipping Company, making hundreds of millions of dollars, and then Mitch Chow is funneling that money into the pockets of viable, corruptible senators like Lisa Murkowski. Yeah.
And the CIA, too. The CIA and the Chi-Coms have been in business for decades now. See?
Yeah, and it's kind of an academic question. Are the Chi-Coms operating the CIA, or is the CIA operating the Chi-Coms?
That's the question right there. You said it. Go ahead.
But the problem for you and me, James, is from our point of view, from way down here where we are, doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of difference.
George Herbert Walker Bush said.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down and you're
welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Friday, March 17th, 2023. And we had a little glitch there, beginning of the show. And actually, when I got on the connection here, I heard this very compelling voice. And then I realized, you know, it was a replay of me. I don't listen to myself. So I thought, God, that guy's got a good radio voice. He's really articulate. Sorry. But anyway, I actually listened for a while. And then I recognized the conversation. I recognized James in Vancouver. And I realized, oh, God, that's me. Anyway, I'm like everybody else. My voice sounds different from inside of my head than what you hear out there, which is the actual radio voice. Here we are. This is live. This really is March 17th, 2023. And not too bad, a late start here. We're okay. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want to call in, the usual number, 512, deep in the heart of Texas there in Round Rock, Texas, 248-8252. And that's where you support the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I'll start with another funny thought here. Donald Trump is on a tear. I mean, I was trying to figure out how can I mark all these posts from Donald Trump today. And yesterday and the day before. But today it's just, you know, dozens and dozens of posts. So I thought there's no numbering on the posts. You can't go, you know, how do you index what you're doing? So I thought I'll run a strip of tape along one of my monitors on which I have the Trump post coming up. And then I'll mark with a pen, I'll mark on the tape, you know, scroll to this place for that post, scroll to this place, and son of a gun, it just doesn't work. But I have to resort to extraordinary measures like that to somehow keep up with this phenomenon, Donald Trump. So but here's a funny story. His recent post, which was himself reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, interspersed with the J6 political prisoners, we're calling them the J6 choir, singing our national anthem so beautifully. I mean, brings tears to your eyes. And that had gone, that homemade audio had gone to number one on iTunes and all the various rating services. It was number one. And today, Donald Trump noticed, hey, iTunes deleted or, you know, scrubbed that tune. And he found out that they are going to put it back. It was number one. Then he looked at, he blinked and looked a second time, and he was still at number one. But it wasn't his national anthem audio. It was beating out all of his so-called stars. It was another one, which was entitled, oh, it's a tune. Here, I'll find it. Let's find the post. We can maybe listen to it for a moment. But he was still at number one, but it was just a different Donald Trump piece. And here it is here. Let's go all the way. I'm going to scroll to the top of this whole thing. And so bear with me. Okay. What's... Oh, here we are, right here. Okay. Apple temporarily removed the number one song on the iTunes chart, Justice for All, doing massive business, beating every other song. So why was it removed? They said it's going back up. But guess what replaced it at number one? Trump Won by Natasha Owens. I'm sure the radical left is happy about that. And so here's the... let's see if this is it.
Nobody in history did more for the farmers of our country than...
That's a message he sent out today. Now, he sent out like a dozen messages. So there was the farmer message. Here comes the next one. It's like every few minutes he makes another video. Here's another one.
3 years ago, I declared that the China virus almost certainly came from the Wuhan lab. Now the world is finally admitting the truth, and they're saying I was right. The cover-up of COVID-19's origins is one of the greatest scandals in the history of the world. The greatest scandal is COVID itself, however. Millions of people over the planet have died from the China virus. Now it's time to hold China and the corrupt forces who have facilitated this colossal suppression of facts accountable for the damage they have inflicted upon the world and all humanity. We have to do something about it. There has to be some form of retribution, and there will be some form of retribution. China cannot pay for the damage they've caused. It's more than $50 trillion, and they don't have anything even close to that. But something has to be done, and it will be done.
Nice, nice. Now, I'm going to go down, you know, and it's impossible to order these. And if I had, a team of producers here and, we could have clips. But so I just go down in the order we find them. But this was beautiful by the president. And, you know, as he was speaking, he clarified something for me. He always does. He clarified something. The catastrophe here is the China virus. Now, we talk about the catastrophe of the bioweapon vaccine. But where does the bioweapon vaccine come from? Who produced, who actually produced the bioweapon vaccine? The same people that produced the China virus. The same mechanism, the same companies, the same unethical so-called scientists. It's all of a piece. And Donald Trump summarizes it beautifully there. It's more than $50 trillion worth of damage if you put money amounts on human lives, $50 trillion just in economic damages. And there must be retribution. That's it. That puts the whole thing into a ball of wax. Beautiful. And it's the best way for the president to go forward with his message. The China virus, the term he coined, and retribution, his marching order, for a $50 trillion account due. So that's beautiful. That's perfect. And the of course, the vaccine's a catastrophe. The president, you know, he got buffaloed no differently than all the rest of us. So he was told the vaccine is a good thing. A vaccine will help suppress the virus. So on. He believed Fauci. He believed Debbie Birx. He believed these other pieces of crap. And as did many of us, not me, but it's probably why I'm not president. there are too many things I didn't believe along the way. So that was beautiful. Let's go down some more. Okay. Okay, here's the next one.
Has anybody noticed that everyone wants to go after and destroy TikTok due to China influence and national security? When I wanted to disable TikTok 3 years ago, I was met with opposition from rhinos, Democrats, and everyone else. They actually went to court in an effort to stop me.
So he makes the point. He was right again on that. Right on everything. Here comes another one.
Lately, there's a statement that's been out there all over the place. It's a quote from a lot of people. It said, Trump's been right about everything. And if you think about it, I really have.
I love that modesty. I love it. If you think about it, I really have. Perfect. Okay. He makes so many videos in a day, more than most of us have made in our life. All you can do is get the first sentence in. Here's another one.
The radical left Democrats are using their prosecutors to try and steal another election. There's never been a time like this in the history of our country. Presidential elections are sacred. We cannot let them be stolen. We can't let any elect.
Good point. And it develops that idea beautifully. Another one. Here it comes.
Patriotic Americans are being prosecuted for peacefully protesting a stolen election. Let them go. They were convicted or are awaiting trial based on a giant lie, a radical left con job.
Oh, this is beautiful. Now, the president, you know, and again, he's ridden to the front of the lines. He's leading the charge against the imprisonment of the January 6th patriots. And let me tell you, I listened to some stuff is coming out. This unreleased video, and Tucker Carlson has not even scratched the surface. Come on, Tucker. You can do more. You can do better. There is video, unbelievable video, of this is what's going on. This is what's coming up. There are hundreds of FBI, Capitol Police, Department of Justice personnel in disguises with two-way radios, wearing markers, you know, like a red band, an orange piece of clothing. They signal each other. There is a network of hundreds of them in the crowd, leading agitation, leading the shouting, the pushing, the shoving. Hundreds of these people. And this is now coming out. And this is devastating. And if we may be able to get this out, to document that our own government is treasonous with a capital T, or as the president would write it, all caps with three exclamation marks, traitors, treasonous. Now, amongst all of these hundreds of treasonous persons, surely they can either find one or turn one who will blow the whistle, who will expose, who will tear the lid off of this thing. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, he knows. He needs to be grilled. Jim Jordan needs to pound. Answer this question. Don't give me this crap that there's an ongoing investigation. Don't give me a crap. We don't want to reveal sources and methods. Don't give me this crap, Christopher Wray, or Attorney General Merrick Garland. Answer the question. How many agents did you have? Turn over the files. These are public information. There's nothing secret here. What they are is files that show Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, and all the rest of them conspiring to do a setup on January 6th. The largest, well, maybe rivaled by 9/11, but one of the largest setup conspiracies, false flags in the history of our country. All of it absolutely deliberate and planned treason. And it's coming out. It's wonderful. There are I heard a prisoner today, I've forgotten his name. They're not allowing him to correspond with anyone. He can't talk to an attorney. He can't he is buried inside. The FBI has raided his cell to take away when he writes down. He's writing down the names of the people. He has seen some of the video. Miraculously, his court-appointed attorney got some video, and this guy found in the video jewels, treasures, because these guys, a lot of these guys that are in the gulag are ex-military men who are, they know what they're looking at. Some of them have actually been in law enforcement, and so they know how to spot operators in a crowd. And they've nailed these guys. The FBI has raided this guy's cell to take away his notes and so on. But he has such an incredible memory. He got a phone call with, he was on the phone with Jim Hopt of the GatewayPundit.com. What a patriot Jim Hopt is. He somehow got a phone call from this guy, and they talked in these 15-minute limit phone calls. And this guy, amazingly, after 2 years of torture inside of the American gulag. We have a gulag, folks. We have communists running our capital city, running our Justice Department, running the federal government. Communism. And it isn't just a few. It's not like what Joe McCarthy was looking for. Find a few here, turn over a rock, find one under the bed. No, they're running the whole show. And if we can hang on and expose what they've done, you know, that's they're risking it all because they have exposed themselves. If they don't pull this coup off, then they are standing there with their pants down on the floor around their ankles, caught in flagrante delicto. All right, let's go to another presidential thing. Here he is. Here's Donald Trump again today. Take it away, Mr. President.
These four horrible, radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. It's gone on forever with Russia.
Okay, that's a good one. Now, here's a funny one. Here's a humor point. Donald Trump is not, he's punching. he is going after Ron DeSantis. And here's a post. These are all put up by the president. And here's the post. He says, who changes the pronunciation of their own last name in their 40s? Is there anything genuine about this guy? Now, that's the president reposting that question. And then it includes a video clip. Now listen to Ron DeSantis and listen to how, as late as his 40s, this is how he pronounced his name. He changed it from Ron. Well, you listen, you'll hear it.
I am Ron DeSantis. I'm Ron DeSantis. I am Ron DeSantis. This is Governor Ron DeSantis. Hello, this is Governor Ron DeSantis wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. Hi, this
Did you hear it? Ron DeSantis. He's in his 40s, and he's calling himself Ron DeSantis. Nothing wrong with that name. But why did he change it to from DeSantis to DeSantis? I don't know what. The DeSantis would be kind of a French pronunciation. DeSantis would be a kind of an Italian pronunciation, and his name is Italian. I think that would be, but what's he doing? Why change the pronunciation of your name? I mean, there's something phony about that. Be like if I changed my name from Kelso to Kielso. You know. Anyway, let's go to another one. Okay, now this is some more good news here today. And this is good. This is humor, and you can feel good about this. DeSantis has made two big errors, or two big weaknesses have appeared this week. Number one, in a moment of honesty, you know, there must be in deep in his heart some genuineness. So he was asked about Ukraine, and Tucker Carlson actually put out this questionnaire asking about Ukraine. Should we be in a war in Ukraine? What's the purpose? And so on, et cetera. DeSantis replied, and Tucker said, give me a reply. DeSantis replied saying, now get this, this is the key sentence. He said, the war in Ukraine is a territorial dispute that is not in the vital national interest of the United States. Ooh, oh, all of the rhinos, the neocons, the Karl Rove War Party, they just had a conniption. They freaked out because this is their boy, Ron DeSantis. The rhinos are sponsoring DeSantis, and he's gladly accepting their many millions, many tens, scores, hundreds of millions of dollars. But you're not allowed to step out of line and say the Ukrainian war is a territorial dispute, not a world cause. Territorial dispute that's not in the vital national interest of the United States. That is, he stepped out of line. He's off the reservation with that one. So then he did. There's another piece of good news about. Oh, wait. James is here. James, I'm sure you enjoy that as much as I do. DeSantis wandering off the reservation.
Well, yeah, he's trying to make a name for himself, and he doesn't have the stature, but I think we have to be careful about this China deal, because we can't say China when it's actually the communist Chinese, you see. And the people
I try to make that distinction. Every chance I get, I try to make that distinction. I really admire Chinese culture and the Chinese people. And the worst victims of the CCP are the Chinese people.
Right. And the China is being manipulated by the same bankers that we're being manipulated by, and so the American people are not ready to fight a war with China and anybody else because
But here's where DeSantis got sort of hoist on his own petard here. This was an honest answer from him. This war is not in our interest. So. DeSantis is not the devil. He is not Soros, but George Soros has endorsed him. So DeSantis has chosen to get into the hot tub with Jeb Bush, with Karl Rove, and George Soros as his endorsers. And the thing is, that just isn't going to turn out well. And what DeSantis is doing, what DeSantis may be doing, is ending his own political career. Simply having been possessed of that, eternal human weakness, which is hubris, and he it's gone to his head, and being governor of Florida with a really good chance of a run for the presidency after Donald Trump, he had that. He may have blown it now, But now here's the other piece. Go ahead.
I think they have something on DeSantis, okay? I think they have something on him because Trump said some things about him. I think that Trump knows something that what they have on him, you see. Oops, there's that dog. Okay, back to you.
Well, here's some more good news about DeSantis. It's good news because running against Donald Trump is potentially could have been a problem, but for Trump, for us, for the Patriots. But I'll tell you what, here's today's news in the Daily Beast, which is the online presence of the Washington Post, which is very left wing. And, I once got a call from the Daily Beast wanting to interview me about my right wing tendencies. And I just hung up on him. I said, sorry. They are very left wing. They wrote a piece today in which they they ridicule Ron DeSantis. And it's very shocking that they did this. And maybe it was just one writer who did it. But here's what the writer's point was. He documents over and over that Ron DeSantis is a stick in the mud. The personality. This is something you and I don't know because nobody knows this because we haven't been exposed to the guy. Ron DeSantis does not like to be around people. He wants to be away from people as much as possible. He doesn't like to press the flesh, which is really hard to do as a successful politician. And he is really hard to handle. Organizers and campaign managers and so on find Ron DeSantis to be one of the most difficult candidates they've ever encountered. And so the guy is really a cold fish. Let's put it that way. Ron DeSantis is a cold fish. And this bodes well. I mean, because this is going to come out. It's going to show. And so he doesn't have the charm. He doesn't have the charisma that anybody who wanted to try to get into the ring with Donald Trump would have to have. So that's good news. It relieves me a lot. I can see that the wheels are going to come off for DeSantis probably in the next 30 days.
Hopefully there's no cheating on the next election.
Well, now that's the next hurdle. So my point being here, we don't need additional hurdles for Donald Trump to have to clear. Clearing the vote cheating, that will be the big hurdle. The vote cheating in November of 2024, that will be the big hurdle. He and we may not have all the power we need to clear that hurdle. They may take the election, they may steal it again, and that may be the last chance that you and I and our children and grandchildren ever get at a real election in America. And I don't want to be too gloomy here because we're the fightingest, toughest, most successful in combat people in the history of the universe, us Americans. We are that. So we're not going down easy. And and if we do go down, we will go down fighting and fighting like hell. No. So and
probably true.
Yeah. So I don't want to make people gloomy. And, our ancestors, I think back to, my dad was in World War II. He didn't fight, but he was training to be a B-17 bomber pilot. Thankfully, he didn't ship out to England to fly those flying aluminum coffins, or I wouldn't be here. But in all likelihood, because at one point in the war, half of the brave Americans, young men, 20, 21, young men from the cornfields of places like my parents, Nebraska, they were having 50% casualties in those B-17s. Right. And I mean, think of it, folks. We think we've got it tough. We've got these communists running our country, and woe is me. The sky is falling, folks. My dad and his peers in 1941, 42, 43, they had it worse, in a sense. It was more frightening for them because my dad was training to die, and he had to know that because his friends who had enlisted before him, that he had known in high school, were coming back in coffins. And he knew that. And one of the reasons that they limited the number of missions that a U.S. Air Force, you know, in the 8th Air Force, you couldn't fly out in one of those B-17 more than 20, I believe it was 25 times. And in your 26, if you survived 25 flights in those flying coffins, you were sent home with a big, big medals, and you sent home to be with your mom and your dad. Right. And your sweetheart, because they were not going to put you back in those planes, and they give you a desk job or something. 25 times, because you were lucky to make it through 25 flights. Right. Oh, the thing is this: they didn't want to. The Air Force didn't want to. The Army Air Corps didn't want to have to explain the public relations. They would have to explain in the newspapers to explain to all these moms and dads back home. Like, well, you know, we took your kids off to a war and they're not coming back.
Right.
They didn't want to have to explain that. So they arbitrarily set it at 25 missions. And here's what I'm saying.
Messerschmitt was a lot better than what they reported it to be. And they underreported the casualties on the Allies side.
Yes. So, yes. Yeah. But here's what I'm saying to all you folks out there. This was my dad. This is not like, you know, my great-great-grandparents in the Civil War. This was my dad had the guts, and it was, I think, probably among his peers, it was taken for granted that you would have the guts to be willing to die for America. And you'd be willing to die. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you know, what we can say, us patriots today, we can say, well, suck it up. Suck it up. They're going to be sending us up in B-17s, and you know, I'm just making metaphorically speaking, the flight that we're on with Donald Trump is like going up in an aluminum coffin, and which we may die.
Americans are particularly brave at Anzio and Salerno in southern Italy.
Yes, yes. Oh, the stories the Americans at Chosin Reservoir in Korea.
You know, my buddy was there.
Americans who fought in Vietnam. Sure, it was an insane war. Yeah. Donald Trump saw that. That's why he said he had a foot ailment that disqualified him from the Army. But you know, his reason was probably as good as the ones I used, and millions of other guys who saw it was an insane war. But the guys who went, they fought like hell. They were never beaten in a battle. They never lost a battle. They never lost a single battle in the whole Vietnam War. And no matter how outnumbered they were, surrounded, outgunned, no matter how bad or incompetent their officer leadership was, they always won. They fought like hell.
True.
That's the American. That's us. That's America. And the guys who went to Iraq and Afghanistan, same story, you know, unbelievable stories of bravery and excellence. And interestingly, a number of the people, the J6 people in prison in the gulag right now, are U.S. soldiers, veterans who were in Iraq, who were in Afghanistan, who do have medals, who had many.
They're being tortured right now in that gulag in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they're being tortured. And guess what? For all of you out there, you know, feeling sorry for yourself, and probably not one single person in this audience is feeling sorry for him or herself. But if anybody ever thought about feeling sorry for themselves, these people in the gulag, when they are interviewed, they are cheerful. They are upbeat, even though they've lost their homes. Many of them lost their homes. Their wives have left them. They've lost their children. They've lost everything they had. And these are distinguished military veterans in our gulag. And I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, the only thing that is fitting in answer to that gulag is retribution. Donald Trump has nailed, he is a genius for formulating and simplifying a message. He's got it down to one word for 2024, retribution. We're going to get even. We are going to get even with these people that have attempted to destroy our country. We will get even with them in 2024. Those who need to go to jail will go to jail.
And there's got to be a long list. There's got to be a long list, and it's got to be transparent.
Yes.
A long list.
And of course, it'll be fully, unlike everything that the left does, it'll be, you're correct, we will be fully transparent. We will. They can have all the attorneys they want. They can have all of the Bill of Rights freedoms guaranteed to them. They will have fair trials. They will have access to every possible defense that they can try to come up with to justify their treason. But they will be convicted of treason, and they will be exposed. Most importantly, they will be exposed as traitors. Whether each of them are convicted or not, we will know that, you know, Mr. X was a traitor, Mr. Y was a traitor, Mrs. Z was a traitor.
Mrs. Two. Don't forget the Mrs.'s and the Mrs.
Right, exactly. and then the ones in the, and the guys in the skirt with a wig and lipstick.
They, right.
We don't know which jail we're going to put them in.
We're not prejudiced. We can hang her too.
well, you know, the jury will decide what the appropriate punishment is. The punishment for treason is death. That is in the U.S. code. But let the juries and the judges decide that. But most importantly, they will forever be known and shamed before their children, their descendants, anybody that they went to high school with. They will know, hey, that guy I knew in high school, he's a traitor. He's a traitor. And that's the worst punishment of all. That's worse than death. So we're going to get that retribution. Donald Trump's nailed it with his word there. Make America great again, four words. Retribution, he's nailed it with one single word. Now, let me say this, James. Did you turn on your radio, James, earlier when I wasn't yet on the air?
Partially. You mean the show before?
Well, no, today, in other words, the show started a little bit late, and due to a technical means beyond our control.
Okay.
And but I came in, I heard it on the phone, I heard the show, and I heard this eloquent radio host talking to somebody, and then I realized, oh, he's talking to James in Vancouver, and then I realized, oh, that's me.
Right.
Because I don't know my own voice, what I sound like on a radio. Anyway, and you too, James. You have an excellent radio presence and voice.
Well, some people lately have been disagreeing with that, but thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're really great. It's great to have you on the show.
I'm a little too radical for some of the listeners or the presenters, but
really?
I appreciate you letting me come on the show.
Well, I see you as a Eagle Scout. what do they have for Boy Scouts in Canada? Is it called Boy Scouts of Canada?
Yeah, I think it is. I never did join that outfit. I was not the kind of person that liked joining groups and.
I was all gung ho. I went to Eagle Scout, and I was the senior patrol leader in the Troop 223 in Pacific Palisades, California, that still is producing more Eagles than any other Boy Scout troop in the history of the world.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I got to be the senior patrol leader for that outfit. And look where I am now. So the.
Right.
I think we're going to run out of time here shortly, and the engineer has graciously skipped breaks and so on. So all you people out there in listener land, remember republicbroadcasting.org and send in a couple bucks, send in something. The president even made an appeal today. I didn't play this one, but the president made an appeal. He said, those of you that are hurting, don't send in any money. He's making an appeal for his campaign. But those of you that can, please give. Please contribute. And a small contribution of money towards any of our Patriot activities, hearing James's voice on the air, And, you know, having what we're doing with this show, of course, is we are propagating the Trump message. The goal of the left is to drop Donald Trump down the memory hole. And we're pulling hard to pull him up out of the memory hole by playing his messages, playing his events. We'll play dozens of his upcoming rallies. And as I said, this is kind of encouraging, very encouraging, is that it turns out Ron DeSantis is not personable. He is not, he doesn't have any of the charisma of Donald Trump. So don't worry about him. He's going to be a flash in the pan, a stick in the mud. That's what he's going to be. Well, thank you, James. Thank you, everybody,
you're welcome,
for listening.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll see you on the other side of the weekend. We'll see you Monday night. Take care. So long.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.